Back at Camp Sheet Sports Zone on a Wednesday night, John Swisher along with you. Justin Olin is the head coach of the Edco Boys basketball program as the Vikings sitting third place in the TRC West Division with a 3-3 conference record, 9-6 overall. As Coach, it's been a couple weeks since we talked here as we kind of recap some games as we take a look at your schedule. Falling to Kalamazoo Wheatland last night, 86-45. You had a win at home against Clayton Ridge on Monday night, 65-31. Fell to Beckman, beat Midland, fell to Prince of Peace, beat Central City and Central Cater. Talk about the play of your team and how things have gone the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I really was pleased with how we came out of break. We did a nice job of winning four straight coming out of break, starting with Central City, and played a real nice Elkader team Central Elkader up in Elkader there, and that was a hard-fought win over, like I said, a solid team, and then won a couple more after that, and then had a nice test against Beckman, having to go to their place and step up in physicality and just how the games was played there, and you know, it was a good experience for the guys to have to go up against that. So it was something that is going to be valuable as we start kind of winding down towards tournament play here. Same with last night playing the Kalamazoo Wheatland team. It's very, very tough, very athletic. They haven't lost all to anybody but Marquette, who is also really good this year. So that was a good test. And then on Monday night we had senior night, and had great attendance by for the game, and the kids played really well to get a nice win on senior night to move us to that 9-6 record. So we've been improving each week, and that's kind of been our goal. Obviously, you want to try to be playing your best basketball in February, and right now, it's going the way we want it to go. Obviously, there's things that we're still trying to work on, shore up, like get a little more consistent scoring, and we gave up 86 to Cal Wheat, so that's something we got to kind of figure out. Okay, what do we got to do differently? So. A lot of good, things, and still things we're working on to get in place for tournament time.
No doubt it'll be here before we know it. A couple more weeks to go here. Several more games left on your schedule. I count them up, about seven exactly to go as the Maquoketa Valley, the next opponent, because of the cold weather, Mother Nature wreaking havoc this week, moved up to tomorrow night. So you'll travel to Delhi and take on the Wildcats. This was a game that you had early on up before the Christmas break, that Monday before Christmas of Christmas week, as it had a great start, had Maquoketa Valley down. They were able to come back and get the 13-point win, but definitely one of the top teams in the conference that your kids know you can and have played with. Now you just got to go out and execute, right?
Yeah, and it's always seems like it's a dogfight, whether one of us is really good or one of us is down. It seems like the kids always get motivated to play each other, to do battle, and going down there. Obviously, it's a tough place to win. They play really solid, shoot the ball really well in their own gym. So we're going to have to be really on top of our game defensively, and we're going to have to be able to score. What hurt us in the game at home was we kind of went through a scoring drought in that second half. We just couldn't seem to buy a bucket there or get the shots we wanted to. So we're going to have to be a little bit better of executing and making sure that we got to score a little bit more consistent. So, I mean, they're a nice team. Obviously, they haven't lost in our side of the conference yet. So we're going to have to go in ready to go, and a day earlier than what was previously planned. But, that's all right, too.
Indeed. Now your night off will be on Friday night, and then Saturday, get ready to hopefully travel to the Upper Iowa Shootout up Upper Iowa University in Fayette, Dorman Memorial Gymnasium. First time ever playing there, an actual game. You've had some scrimmages there, and you'll play a TRC opponent in the East Buchanan Buccaneers. So a good experience for your kids to play at a college venue.
Yeah, we've kind of been wanting to get into one of those, just kind of get on a big floor, just, you know, kind of get that experience in that atmosphere as well. And then, you know, on top of playing an important conference game versus, you know, East Buchanan up there, kind of adds a little bit of incentive to make sure we're ready to go and go play at our best game that we possibly can on that day. And then kind of a busy week of four games this week. So, you know, it'll be nice to go up, battle, hopefully end it on a high note with a couple conference wins here this week.
Indeed. And then three games next week, North Lynn at home, Kehigh on the road on Thursday, and Springville on the road on Friday. Then just two more games a week after with Starmont and Central City. So it always flies right by, Coach. We will recap and preview again in a couple of weeks as we wind down this season already. Thanks for time as always. Have a good and safe rest of your week.
Yeah, you as well, Swish. Appreciate you talking to me.
Absolutely. Justin Olin, head coach of the Edco Boys basketball program here on the show as we continue on more of the KMCH Sports Zone right after this from KMCH Sports.